Welcome to Leveling Up with Lindsay, the podcast where we dive into leadership, small business, and everything in between. I'm Lindsay, your host and the proud owner of White Peony Boutique, a space created to empower women, build confidence, and foster meaningful connections. Whether you're an entrepreneur, a mom, a friend, or someone just looking for a little inspiration, this is your space to feel seen, supported, and inspired. Join me as we share stories, strategies, and a little bit of life's chaos while navigating what it truly means to level up in starting a business, relationship, and personal growth. So grab a cup of coffee, get comfy, and let's level up together. What does it really take to create a customer experience that people remember? One that feels thoughtful, personal, and done right. Today, I'm sitting down with the woman at the heart of our operations to talk what it means to show up, even when it's hard, and keep working towards excellence. Welcome back to Leveling Up with Lindsay. Today's guest is someone I depend on every single day, not just because of her role in operations and shipping, but because of her ability to grow through change, lead with calm, and keep showing up with heart. Autumn Bacchus. Hold on. I see your last. It's Bacchus. And you're like, no, it's Bacchus.
Yes, yes.
Okay, fine.
One day.
I grew up with the Bacchus.
Yeah. And my mom calls me Buckus. So it's just, you're doing better.
Autumn is one of the key reasons White Peony continues to evolve, especially as we work towards an even better customer experience across the board. In this episode, we're talking about what it really takes to create that experience, why it matters to both of us so deeply, and how we're continuing to fight for what we love in a challenging season. So welcome, Miss Autumn.
Hello.
Here on the podcast again.
Hi.
Good to be back. You guys are definitely going to listen to us laugh, listen to us get probably emotional.
Yeah.
We laugh. We're emotional. We're very passionate about the work we do. So
100%.
I'm excited to talk again.
Me too.
So Autumn, you've been such a steady presence here at White Peony and your role has grown so much over the years. Can you share where you started again? Let's remind everybody what your role looked like then and what it looks like today.
Yeah, actually, it's super funny. I was talking to your daughter, Haley, today, and I was talking about dental hygiene. She's like, that's what you did? And I'm like, yeah, that's how I started. I went part-time. She didn't realize I was a dental hygienist before this. And I actually started here part-time due to some injuries that I had sustained. So when I started here, I was first full-time employee. As this business has evolved, we've been just kind of figuring out what White Peony needs at that time and where I felt like I could, coming from a medical background to where I am now, it's been a true journey, but I had to start where I could start. In the beginning, I started with customer service because I could talk to people. I can handle those kind of situations. And so that's kind of where I was able to start from the beginning. And of course, it's evolved from there, but I think it's really developed from the beginning of the customer service end into diving a little bit deeper into White Peonies.
I agree. There's one thing in the beginning, you know, very quickly, we said this in the other episode, but very quickly, I knew you were not going to just be in shipping. And I love the passion that you have for everything you do. Number one is customer service. I love every day when I am working in one of our locations and Autumn comes in and is like instantly fills the room with enthusiasm, helping anyone who walks in the door, no matter what she's doing. It is incredible. But your response, like with customer service online, you know, digitally and in person, everything about it was awesome. So I was like, okay, I think I found a match that I don't know that I've found for a very long time of someone who can help me persevere through finding out how we can make this better. And it isn't just like a checklist kind of thing. Like, I want you to have an order quicker. I want to do more orders. No, we genuinely want to make someone feel heard and seen and connect with them. And I will say that's why White Peony is different. And our mission is just different together.
100% agree with that. I think also, you know, being behind the scenes and being upfront with your customers, I think that also gives you kind of another viewpoint of the people that we serve every single day. You can look behind analytics and those types of things, and that's very helpful. But at the end of the day, these are people just like you and me that are looking for an experience.
I agree. And, you know, we're going to talk a lot in this episode about situations and stuff at White Peony, but I do challenge you if you're starting to listen to this and wondering if you should continue to do so, because I come from customer experience background in every job that I've had leading up to now, even from little Lindsay working at the State Fair with my grandparents, that's where it all began. And so little did I know I've made this kind of my lifelong mission. And at my previous financial institution, they created a role that was customer experience, where I oversaw the branches and worked really closely with the branch managers and their teams to fine-tune what the customer experience looked like. So this isn't just about White Peony and, you know, a clothing store. It is about so much more. So what we're going to talk about, I hope that you can take little takeaways in your business and level up and really look, be very mindful of what your customer or your one-on-one or even your team is going through. You're really the one who keeps the wheels turning behind the scenes. I obviously rely on you so heavily for so many things. You carry so much responsibility from operations to shipping. And while we're not pushing thousands of orders a day right now, we treat every single order as if it's the only one we're going to get. It really does matter.
Yes.
I know you're in a season of intentionally slowing down to focus on the details. And I love that so much. Your team is already so strong when it comes to organization. I can see the way your follow through continues to make a difference for your team, our team, and the community. You're building something really solid, Autumn, and it definitely shows.
I'm really glad that I read all this beforehand, because that would have been a moment for tears. Okay. So I had to read through this a couple of times, but thank you. I do appreciate that. And I think with the customer experience and kind of what we're talking about and slowing down, it's the intention behind it. Because truly, I think about this all the time in a world of fast fashion and cheaper products, you know, getting there in 2 days, like what's going to set us apart makes a difference, because there's so many places that you can shop, so many great places, so many great clothes. But I think the experience is exactly what sets us apart. And coming from a person, for me as a woman who shopped previously as well and had body image issues and has been a lot of different things, shapes and sizes, I hated shopping. And I tell people this all the time that come in, I'm like, I used to just like instantly sweat getting in that fitting room. And if someone walks in and I can just make them feel better than when they arrived, that means something. Like each one of us has the ability to influence the next person. And you have no idea how much that can mean to one single person and what that effect can
be. I couldn't agree with you more. And I don't know if it was kind of like our generation, but I always go back to like, let's take it even further. I always joke, and it's the truth. I get my shopping, love of shopping from my grandmother when we were little. We had the best time together. But growing up, there were some insecurities that came to surface. Mm-hmm. I hated jean shopping.
Shopping was the worst.
This is crazy, but I actually got a little depressed after trying to jean shop, because I hated all the options and I felt terrible and it was too much and everything was too rigid. We joke about this all the time.
And low rise. Don't come back, Laura.
So I'd bring my best friend to go with me. So anyways, if you would have asked me 10 years ago, if I was here at White Peony sitting with you and our mission was to sell clothing, I'd be like, liar.
Silly goose.
I do love clothing. And I always said I wanted to create my own clothing, but I don't know that I knew we were going to be here today. And the coolest part about this whole entire business, and I hope that is a message to everyone, actually, clothing is like the second best part of it. The clothing is almost like the extra. That is our mission. That's what keeps our lights on. That's what keeps us talking together. I have realized, like, even when I was going to start White Peony and you go through all the works on the website or on the like state website to create your EIN and yada, yada, I was like, I know marketing. Thanks to my previous career, I worked side by side with our marketing director at the time. And I was like, I have a really good take on what we need to do, and we need to figure out how we're going to stand out different. And I was like, I don't even know what I'm doing. How am I going to pick a reason that we're going to stand out? And I'm kind of going through like, I wouldn't say midlife crisis, but like a midlife, you know, my littles are getting.
Fall is all about cozy comforts, but when you're prioritizing your health, it's easy to feel like you're missing out. With Hero Bread, you can enjoy all your fall favorites because they're made with Hero Bread sliced bread loaves, tortillas, bagels, dinner rolls, and more. Try their all new Hero Noodles with 12 grams of protein and just 80 calories. You won't believe Hero Bread's options have 0 to 5 grams net carbs and are high fiber from the taste and texture. They've even got small batch drops of indulgent favorites like the popular Hero croissant. And right now, Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code FALL25 at checkout. That's FALL25 at HERO.CO. All figures are per serving of Hero Bread. Contains 2 to 18 grams of fat per serving. See the product nutrition panels on hero.co for more information.
I'm a little bit older at the time. They're still so young. And I'm like, I don't even know who I am. And that's kind of why I started the business, right? And I'm like, yep, don't know. How the heck am I going to be different from everyone else? And there was more and more and more boutiques popping up. But I don't know. I was like, you know what, Linz, this is on your heart. I feel like I believe in faith and I'm like 1 foot in front of the other. This is where we're going to go. So I was like, how are we going to be different? Every single step that I've taken, every moment that Autumn and I have had together, every moment that I've had with our team, every event that we've had, every person that we've had the opportunity to meet, I'm like, it's connection. Mm-hmm. I was built, like made as a little girl to connect people. That's actually my favorite thing in the wide world. So like my mom always jokes around when you have a birthday party, Lindsay was like, Mom, can I have like 4 friends? She's like, they'd be 20.
Yeah.
And I was like,
true.
And actually when my kids do that now, I'm like, I can't even be mad because I totally get it. But I am here to connect people. I love connecting people, whether it's a customer in the store to a different business owner or a different store, or whether it's our team. I think it's pretty freaking awesome. Actually, two of our newest employees who we hired at the same time, Emma just posted. She's like, thank you, White Peony, for giving me one of my best friends. And I'm going to look over there.
I love that.
But it gives me the chills. It's so special. And what you're talking about with like how customers walk in and how they feel, we are 1,000% on the same page. And it's so freaking cool because it comes genuinely from our heart. So you can say this sounds cheesy and everything, but it is 1,000% our true heart. Like it is our reality.
I was just going to say it's authenticity. Customer service isn't faking it. It's truly putting yourself in that customer's shoes and knowing how you want to be treated and how you want to be respected and how you want to feel in that moment. So I think sometimes it just takes that 1 second where you just have to lead with an authentic heart.
Absolutely. For me, it's always, always, always on my mind. You know, I'm thinking about it when someone walks in the store, when I read a message on social media or we get an email. I even watch someone walk through the door and kind of try to put myself in their shoes. I don't want someone to just shop with us. I want them to feel something from us. And we made that very clear from the very beginning. And that only happens when we slow down enough to pay attention to the details. And sometimes that is really, really hard. I think one of the biggest shifts for us this past year has been realizing that doing something really, really well doesn't mean doing it fast. And I think that goes back to even before this year, you know, especially with different economy swings and all of that. It means truly doing things intentionally. You've been such a part of that shift, honestly. What has it felt like for you to slow down and focus on quality over speed, would you say?
So it was funny actually reading this because that was something that I would have never thought someone would say about me just because I'm a bulldozer by nature. I say this all the time. I bulldoze my way through life. Like I get things done. I have a goal. I'm going to set it. I'm going to accomplish it. Stay out of my way. And one of the things with also working is I am somebody that I always call myself a dog. I'm like, oh, I just want someone to say, good job. You did that. I love lists. I love all those things. So like for me, getting all of the lists accomplished and doing those, that brought me, made me feel fulfilled. And coming into this, and especially now with the economy, the way that it is, there is more intention in every aspect of everything at every moment. Mm-hmm. And with that intention comes slowing down, thinking of strategy, really putting your mind working rather than just bulldozing your way through the task list every single day. And I think it matters and it means something. And I, again, would have never thought I'd be at that point. But I think it's opened up a lot because I'm trying to slow down in all aspects of my life.
We've said this a billion times, but I'm going to kind of elaborate a little bit further. But it's like working smarter, not harder. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Easier said than done sometimes, especially when you're, you know, a new business and you're going through those growing pains and you're trying to figure out. I always tell the girls this, you know, like it's different when it's your own business too. So I'm here to still try to like, because for me, if things are slower or things are down, I'm like, what do I got to do? I got to run, push, push, push. And it's like, no, you're doing opposite. You have to focus on your people mm-hmm. and you've got to focus on connecting with those who follow you and those who shop with you. So it has been such a lesson throughout this whole journey.
And if I could give advice, I mean, obviously I don't own the business, but kind of seeing where everything is, I always say this when I always worked somewhere new, you kind of have to put in the work before you earn that respect or you earn that rest time.
Sure.
Okay. And I'd say for anyone who's starting a business, it's going to be chaotic and you're going to be running around. You're going to be doing lots of things, but just know that you're setting yourself up for those moments where you do have the opportunity to slow down, strategize, really fine tune the things. Because at first you have to, you have to kind of put in that work, yep. They'll lay down the groundwork. But then it comes all the fine tuning where you put all the strategy behind things, and that's when it takes off.
Yeah. And again, so I'll piggyback with that and just kind of a takeaway for someone who's looking to open a business or run a business. You know, I've always said, like, this looks pretty from Instagram, but listen, I hope that this podcast kind of brings more insight to the true behind the scenes, all the awesome, the people, the hearts, but the real work and the sometimes hard. So in the beginning, my story is not short of, I've always talked about this, and you can relate or you can speak to this too in the beginning when you came on board, but my goodness, I definitely had put in 7 days a week, and between the two jobs, I was just telling this to Emma, I would work, I'd come in before I had to go to the credit union at the time. So I'd probably be up at like five, spend an hour and a half, maybe 2 hours at the boutique, go to the credit union. That was like a 40 to 60 hour work week, depending on what it was. And then at night, I would sometimes not get into my bed until 1 a.m., 2 a.m.
Yep.
And if I were to get 5 hours of sleep, that was lucky. That was a good day. And so I did that for a whole year. And is that healthy? Absolutely not. And in hindsight, if I were to do it again, would I do that? Probably not. So there are lessons. There is necessary hustle and perseverance for sure. But every step of the way and bringing on people, you learn very quickly that, yeah, there is work to be done. And you have to have grit. Mm-hmm. And Autumn, you too. You and every single person on our team, Emily, Mom, Mindy, every single person, you've got to have some grit to throw down when we need to hustle, right? But I think as 1 year goes by, or like one foot in front of the other, you start to realize, I've always been a strategy mindset.
Yeah.
I don't want us to just post something to post it. I want it to have meaning. And that was hard for me to try to express to everyone. Mm. You know, in the beginning, I didn't even really know what I was talking about. Yeah. But I was like, no, we have to think about it. Like, we're not just posting a picture. We've got to think about it and what it means to someone. And that was a bit of a challenge. But I think even to this day, when we opened actually St. Joe, that was a bit of a hustle lesson learned for me.
Yeah.
That was a lot of emotions, two different locations and a whole bigger team. But I would say right now, this is our year two of being the slower year. Mm-hmm. Last year, 2024 was hard. We said we were never going to have that again. 2025.
Here we are.
Same thing. So yes, it's been a little bit of a struggle, but I think in the slow times is you do have to have grit and get through and pivot. However, it's the details that we focus on. We're actually taking a deeper breath. The least amount of anxiety I think I've ever had. Yeah. I know we have right now the best team we have ever had because of all the little details, and that has mattered. Now we're able to sit down and strategize. I have never had this high of level of conversations with each person on our team, and that's everybody from our amazing retail staff to our new social media leads to our executive team. And man, it feels good.
And I think piggybacking off what you're saying is, and I tell this to Lindsay all the time, and she is working on it. But she's in progress. But in these moments of hustle and in the time when you're putting in the effort and you've got the grit, and this is what I tell anybody in business, you celebrate every small win.
Yep.
Because if you're not enjoying the journey, what is the point?
Mm-hmm.
Because when it comes down to it, I always tell Lynn, I'm like, so when do you feel like you're going to be successful? What does success look like?
You were the first person to ask me that. And it really was
Let's say you reach that number, that goal. There's no mariachi band at the end of that saying you won and then you're done with life.
Yeah.
You're still moving forward. So if you're not enjoying the journey as you reach that goal's not going to mean as much.
Yeah. I would say, we're getting real deep here, but I would say 2024 was a little bit of a hard, like, leading up to that. From the moment we opened our St. Joe location, it has been nothing shy of incredible. This community, the customers, everything. Our beautiful stores, I call it. But the economy has definitely had some crazy flip-flops, and that's been a little interesting to navigate. And one thing is I will give to anybody listening, and I'm going to talk about this in a later episode too. Lean on your people, man, and surround yourself with really good. I have a business mentor that I said in 2024 turned into my therapist. And the biggest thing is you're not alone. I did feel very alone, like building a business really quickly. But as Autumn and I are sit here together, this is the perfect example of you as a business owner are not alone. I would look to Autumn and our executive team as being my partners. And I've talked about that from the beginning, but there's just some, you know, some personal battles like along the way that you're like, how can I do better? What can I do for everybody else? Yeah. Yada, yada. So I think through all of this, I'd say customer experience is so critical in slowing down, fine-tuning those details, even if business is slow, to like look back and reflect. Use that time wisely.
Yes. Okay?
Use the time wisely. And even though it's slower, let me tell you one thing, everybody listening. If we have a slow rain day or a snow day here in Minnesota, we are not sitting down or at a computer, is what I'm going to tell you. We are moving because we're going to unlock the secret sauce. We're here to figure out how we can connect with other people more. And then it's to lean in onto our team. So yes, we've had to pivot many times this year, many times last year. The economy has definitely made things a lot harder for any small business. And I think many listening can probably speak to that. There's not an extra dollar just sitting around, but we're here just showing up. We're working so hard behind the scenes because we love what we do and who we do it for, essentially. So Autumn, what has this season felt like to you? Someone who carries a lot of the operational weight, especially leaning into you are my go-to like conversation, you know, everyone on the executive team, it truly feels like family to me.
Agreed.
But everyone has such a responsibility.
Yeah.
And for those listeners too, I also hope you realize like small business who maybe some just think we're a clothing store, you know, a storefront, some small town. We are definitely not. I am so fortunate to have 6 full-time executive leaders here that are hearts in our community. They're moms, they're wives, they're dog and duck owners.
Ducks, yes, ma'am.
And I mean, literally, they're selflessly giving back in the community every chance that they can get. They're at sports every other day. They're leading a team of incredible, I think we have 16 now total in our entire team. And so it's a big, big deal. So I'm so blessed to have a team of executives. And you guys know I'm pretty open book and I lean on you guys for a lot of like advice or ideas, or we don't sugarcoat when the times are tough, and we, like you said, celebrate when we have little teeny wins and great big wins and have so much fun with it. But like, what are you feeling during this season?
Yeah. So that is a great question. And right now the times are harder. This is the life that we're living. But I think it's really important to understand that we can't live in that scarcity mindset, because if we only allow ourselves to play the victim in all of this, we're not allowing ourselves to dig deep into like what will work for us. And honestly, from the beginning, we are always been more than a boutique, more than just clothes. And so that's when we start diving deeper into the connection pieces, where every single customer that walks in this door matters, because they're also feeling that same feeling. And I think huge things for me when it comes to that scarcity mindset, where the numbers aren't, you know, exactly where we want it to be in. Yes, analytics will take us a ways, but also you never know what that connection, that one person could change the trajectory of something else.
Couldn't agree more.
And the other big thing is changing your mindset from that victim or that scarcity mindset to becoming an overcomer, because in the hard is when you learn the best lessons. So when things kind of turn around and pivot, you even have a better mindset going into it, just knowing where to kind of lead yourself forward.
Gosh, I could not agree with you more. And, you know, there's been some up and down since the beginning of the business, but 2024 was like, for me, where anxiety struck a peak. And it was little things building up to them. But I think for me, I didn't really know, like, this is such an economy swing. I mean, yes, COVID. Yes, there's other things.
Yeah.
But this one, this was different because I just don't know that we knew where the light at the end of the tunnel was. Like, 100%. I couldn't see where the end was. And that was scary. And the realization of what little teeny move could like make or break your business scared the absolute, excuse my language, hell out of me. And I care so deeply about you guys, and I put so much pressure on my shoulders of making sure that this is successful, because I want to create a space not only for customers but for employees that is a safe, flexible, very value-driven business.
Which that is so funny, because I was going to lead into this next statement of saying, well, we're talking about customer service and our customers that we serve. I think it's treating your customers just like you would your coworkers.
Absolutely.
I think that's exactly. We're all family. We're all here. We're all humans. We're all wanting the best for each other. And it's delivering the experience for not only, like I said, your customers, but the people that you work with every single day, because that's going to change the trajectory of how they're going to treat people. So,
you know, one thing that I definitely I actually find it very interesting and something that I haven't really talked about this for a little while. Mm-hmm. And ultimately, there's a name to like my mind when it comes to customer experience. Well, first of all, for anybody listening, again, whether you're a leader somewhere, whether you're working within a business, whether you're a business owner, you're never going to sell 900 articles of an item, a t-shirt or anything like that, because that doesn't matter to people.
Yeah.
It is about the experience. And I don't care if you're at a financial institution. I don't care if you're making food or serving food at a restaurant, whether you're in a gas station. I mean, look at Quick Trip and how their experience is outstanding. Mm-hmm. I'm going to give a huge shout out to Shields too here because I think they run a phenomenal business from an outsider. I have had people that work there within the business and from a shopper. I always say there's like three places that I shop and that's it. It's White Peony, Shields, and maybe the grocery store. Honestly.
True. What else do you mean?
I have a couple of people that I know that work that I'll probably say, yes, we see her all the time. But anyways, it's because of the experience, because I know that like you're going to treat me the best. I know that customers always come first. But one thing I haven't really put a phrase to in a long time, when I think of every single day, I'm managing the shipping team, the retail team, you guys are, but it's in my head constantly. You know what it is? It's journey mapping. So in wherever you're working, think of your customer experience or the journey map. So I'm thinking when someone walks up to the building, what does it look like? So you guys will see me at the boutique, like shaking out rugs and picking up little things because it matters.
It matters.
It matters. Mm-hmm. And then when you walk in the door, like what do you see? What do you smell? What do you hear? Everything from how the clothing, I want a clean, very organized store. Clean, 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 clean. I'm a crazy about the clean. And like different things from like how we're going to greet someone in a dressing room. But you also have to journey map everything online too. So every experience from ordering, journey map for the website, you journey map from the moment order ships out, and so on and so on. Like you can break it down with your business. What I would recommend is you take every area within your business and you journey map. You can do it. We've done kind of strategic planning kind of on a wall. We've done kind of like, you know, you can put it on the wall where it's like a strategic planning session. You're going to do this specifically customer experience journey mapping. I just want to give like an example of even my husband works for, I want to go outside the walls here at White Peony and think of somewhere else. And I could name 10 places I'm looking at and our neighbors. Mm-hmm. But let's say my husband, even with journey mapping, he does exterior work, you know. And you could do it for that company as well. If you're a leader on the team or working within, or maybe not a manager, you can still be a leader, okay? Even if you just started working and you're only there for a month, you are a leader. So what I would recommend for everybody is to kind of be mindful, sit in a place and think about customer experience from the moment they walk in the door, every single little teeny detail that they touch, see, smell, hear, doesn't matter, to the very end, till they leave. And ultimately, right, your goal is to make them leave a great review for you or, you know, give good feedback. But your also goal, and you're not doing it right, if you say your ultimate goal is like for a sale or something, that is not right. It is literally about connecting with someone, and you're going to get that because you're going to level up your experience. Experience, experience, experience always matters. And I always, always say, and this is good and bad for all perfectionists out there.
She's recovering.
I'm working through. I don't think I recovered. Let's be real. But I'm like, I cannot stand the phrase, that's good enough. If someone's like, that's good enough, I'm like, ooh.
It will make her cringe. Mm-mm.
And actually, I've purposely said that to myself sometimes just to like see what happens. Can I walk away? Yeah. Probably not. I'll be back for that.
Literally, we just had actually this exact example happen last week. And it's one of those things behind the scenes, nobody really sees or hears any of these things. But we wanted to make the experience of the purchase from fulfillment to information for where the people's bags are either pickup or delivery. And we were having some customers give us some feedback. And finally, I was like, I'm just going to deep dive. I want to see what they're seeing. So I'm getting screenshots. I'm communicating with Emily in marketing. And I'm like, all right, this has to change because we want their experience to be better.
Yeah.
We don't want them left confused. We don't want them left to, think we're not thinking of them or seeing them because it does matter to them. They need to know these things.
I agree.
And so, I mean, there was a whole day of coding and all the things, and now it's been so much better. But you take these small things when you have a couple people mention something, it really makes your wheel spin and you go, how can I make this better?
And I will say, we've been constantly working on process improvement from day one. Maybe someday I give a list of all the things that we've changed. I actually don't even think I could get through a year. No. But the thing is, we care, and I encourage you to care. Care about what the heck your good or bad feedback on what your customers do. Is it going to be perfect every time? Absolutely not. But are we working tooth and nail to get it right or make it better?
100%.
We are. And actually, sometimes you're going to have systems that tie your hands up, or man, we went through a heck of a time with our mobile app that was horrible for a hot second. Ours is so good right now.
Yeah.
But even then, there's still improvements. So when the economy's a little slower, take the time. And even if you have a if the economy's great, great. If you have a day that's a little slower, use your time wisely to deep dive a little bit into this process improvement, this better experience. A better experience for a customer is going to lead and open so many doors you cannot even imagine.
Absolutely. I think 100% with that being said, when you think of customer experience, word of mouth travels farther than a billboard, than a brochure, than a flyer on a wall. When people say, I had such a great experience at White Peony, and that's when the discussion happens, and that's when you talk about it. And because everyone wants that connection piece, people can buy clothing anywhere.
I was going to say, there are times where you don't have the right size for, you know, we get that every so often. Oh, shoot, I wish you had. There are times where we can't solve a problem, but you better believe, and I would hope that people walk out the store and feel that we gave it our all and tried. And not only that, but like, genuinely, we want to kind of get to know you a little bit more. And you might just want to walk in and out in peace and quiet on your lunch. And that's okay. I always tell my team, check on everybody. But some people just need to like a safe space to just like release. Mm-hmm. So let's give them the space that they need. And then there are sometimes you're like, I need help. I have a wedding tomorrow.
Yeah, that happens a lot.
And then I'm like, we're all hands on deck.
Yeah.
So we're here to pivot kind of as you wish. But I would say, gosh, we definitely want you. No matter if we can solve your problem or not, we want to make sure that you feel heard, seen.
I would challenge anybody that is either an employer or the employee. And truly, when it comes to the customer service experience and bringing this all back around, that at the end of the day, one, remember that they are humans just like you and me. But I want you to always think, what's one step further? It's not just the checking on them once. That's not what it's about. It's just that one extra step where you notice something they're wearing, or you notice what they're looking for and ask them what they're looking for. Maybe it's an event. Mm-hmm. That one step further can make a huge difference.
Mic drop. And I am so proud of you.
Thank you so much. God. I'm the best.
I literally could not even say that better than you did. That is so true. What I do know is we're going to fight tooth and nail to keep building this business, but not just for us, but for our community. And to anyone listening at White Peony, if White Peony Boutique has ever made you smile, inspired your confidence, or brought you joy, that's the reason that we, Autumn and I, and our entire team keep going. For someone listening, maybe you're managing a small business or a department, or maybe just trying to level up with what you do. What is your advice to them, though, even further for creating a strong customer experience when you don't have a huge team or a huge budget? What would you say?
I think truly for training for that purpose, it's leading with an authentic heart and really what that means, because it's about conversations that you have with people. It is not a transaction. It is so much deeper than that, and realizing that you treat everyone that comes in here like your own family, your friends, you're hosting, basically.
Yeah.
And have that mindset of hosting a party, every single person that comes in.
I agree. And be authentic. It's got to genuinely come from the heart.
Yes.
You can't fake it. There are days where you're a little tired. You can fake it till you make it with an extra coffee or an extra shot of espresso or two.
We do our best.
But honestly, you've got to be very genuine in who you are and what you bring to the table. That was a freaking awesome conversation that I had with Benjamin Barrett that changed the trajectory of his whole career. And he's like, you just said, Linz, be yourself. And that's so true.
So true.
But that's kind of everything with us, how we make our customers feel and what we want them to feel when they walk in the door. It comes so genuinely from our hearts. And I hope that you can take a moment and just kind of sit in that yourself, wherever that means that you are.
Absolutely.
Consistency doesn't mean we're never going to mess up. It just means we're going to care enough to fix it, right? Learn from it or do better next time. Even if we had the best event, the best market that we've ever had, this is not a negative thing. And I remember, Autumn, you being like, Linz, we just had the best damn event. Because I'm like, okay, what did we learn from it? You're like, what do you mean, what did we learn from it? It was awesome.
That's
right. And I'm like, no, but there's always little tweaks and little things that we can like learn from. And I think being mindful and walking away and just always saying, how could I have done better? That is not the perfectionism talking. And sometimes when we screw up, maybe it is, right? But learning from the good moments and the moments that could be adjusted a little bit.
Like a compliment sandwich. Say one good thing, one thing that could have done better, and end with a really positive ending.
Oh my gosh.
You know?
A compliment sandwich.
100%. And I think, again, it'll just feel better that way.
I love it. Well, Miss Autumn, thank you for showing up not only for our team, but obviously for our customers. But you lead with strength and humility. You're a huge part of why our experience keeps getting better and better. And I'm just really proud of the work that you've done. Really proud of the work that you've done with our team and with our customers. And I'm so grateful that we're doing this together. Friends, great customer experience doesn't happen by accident. They happen because people like Autumn wake up every day and choose to make them happen. If you've ever showed up with White Peony, thank you. And if you love a small business, now is the time more than ever to support them. Tell a friend, leave a review, share their story. It matters right now more than you ever know. And we're forever grateful.
Thank you. Put a boom.
Thank you for listening. If you found this information helpful, please share it with a friend. If you're looking for more information on the topics we covered, please head to the show notes below. And if you wouldn't mind leaving a 5-star rating and review, this would help this mission and our journey to get started. Let's make today and every day an opportunity to level up. Until next time, keep dreaming, keep striving, and keep making a difference.